Welcome to Feels Over Reels, a podcast where we discuss movies, video games, TV shows, and whatever we feel like talking about. I'm joined by my co-host, Matt Gastar.
Hey, guys.
And Ron Newman.
Hey, what's going on?
Today's episode, we're going to talk about the latest episodes in Season 2 of Halo. Did he have his armor on? Of course not, but we're going to talk about it anyway. Then we're going to review the latest episodes of Shogun. Were they worthy of the Automoto, or did they want you to commit seppuku? But first, let's get started with the first episodes, not the first episodes, the latest episodes of Halo. This is episode 6, Onyx. It was directed by Otto Bathurst. It is currently at a 7.7. A 7.7 IMDb rating. Matt, do you want to give us just a brief, summary of what happened in this episode? I think this is the aftermath of the funeral from the last episode before.
Yeah, I'm not great at summarizing the Halo stuff, but sure. I'll tell you stuff that happens at least.
Sure, so, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I think this is the episode where, they're still trying to find, what's his name? Shocker guy. Why can't remember his name?
Soren, yeah.
Soren, thank you, yeah. Yeah, Soren and his wife are still looking for their kid. And I think this whole... Are they on the same planet?
They are on... they're on a secret headquarters on Onyx.
Okay. Yeah.
Onyx, right? That's a planet. Okay. Onyx, or Master Chief, is also trying to find Ackerson and get to the bottom of things. He also gets captured. And...
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool for a little bit. It kind of reminded me of, it's kind of a stretch, like Captain America Winter Soldier, that sort of thing, where this guy is getting incarcerated by the very people he was supposed to be working for, and everything he's been told is a lie, that sort of stuff. Yeah, he gets his ass kicked, too, by Kai. I was actually glad about that, because she was in her armor, right? So that actually makes sense. Yeah. So if he was still kicking her ass without the armor, it's like, okay, what are we doing here?
I think... Was it him getting his ass kicked by Kai? I think that was episode 7. That was 6?
No, it was this one, yeah.
Oh, you're right. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
He gets his ass kicked, and then he gets put in jail, and then he has to... that's right. So, yeah, I guess the other thing, too, there's new Spartans, or Spartan 3s, are being trained.
That's right.
And you see a bunch of them, they all have the same armor, which is kind of lame, but... Or at least I thought it.
They're in their suits, yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, Perez is back. They're kind of going through the simulation, and they keep fucking up, and all of them are dying, and Perez gets really, aggravated or whatever, and, tries to take charge to, win this simulation somehow. And also that was kind of funny too. Yeah. Both times when they're running the simulation, she comes out of it and Kai gives her shit. And I think they all die. She gets mad, or Kai gets mad at her, cause she's like, oh, I don't like failure or something like that. Even though, I don't know. And she brings up, it's kind of bullshit that but they were all gone. Like those fires came out of nowhere. And I kind of agree with that. I don't understand where it came from. But
I
did
have one
know.
Question.
Yeah.
Was that girl the same girl that Chief saved in the first episode?
Yeah.
When he went
Perez, to the yeah. Perez is the That's the one where he had dinner with her family and
okay. So
yeah.
The last time we saw her, she was flying off of Reach, right? In that
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Last ship, like he's sacrificed. Okay, and then she's just a Spartan.
I guess so. Yeah, I missed that too. Yeah, I was like, I kind of got the impression they flew off on the ship, and I kind of got the maybe I shouldn't have. I assumed that she was not going to be fighting anymore because of how shook up she was.
I think her hair being pulled back threw me off. I thought it was somebody else. And I think in the next episode when Chief had the coin or something, I was like, wait a minute, is that her?
Yeah.
And I was like, holy crap. Yeah, that took me off guard. I didn't expect her to just randomly be in the Spartan program.
Yeah. I did not either.
Okay, so going back to a couple episodes before this, or even the episode before this, right? So Keyes makes a sacrifice, even though, remember, took him forever to kill him, finally.
Yes.
So she flies off for us.
He really took his sweet time, so,
I guess it's implied she reconvened with the rest of, you know, Ani or whatever.
Yeah.
And remember, Kai's now the head of the Spartans, at least, you know, since Keyes, you know, bench, basically. And yeah, I didn't think that was too much of a stretch for me to see Perez become a Spartan, or at least be in the... Are they actually Spartans, I guess? Or some sort of...
I think
they're different
the show
levels
they are.
In Spartan, right?
They're at least named Spartans. I don't know if they had any augmentations or anything like that.
No.
I don't think so, yeah.
Kai still stood over all of them. Remember?
Yeah.
This is a side thing that I just thought it was weird that, like, when John or Master Chief is, like, sneaking out, and he's like, there's some part that he's going down hallways or whatever, and there's some, like, he sees like a crowd, and he like, they turn around,
oh,
and he kind of like, he kind of turns his face to like hide his face. But I'm just thinking, I was like, you must be like the only like 7 foot motherfucker. Like,
I didn't even think about that.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It'd be like, it'd seem like an NBA player. Towering over everybody. Like, how would you not? Yeah.
That's really funny. I didn't think about that.
You know. That's like weird or whatever,
or they didn't see him at all. I guess a very poor peripheral vision. So that's what.
Yeah,
it is,
exactly.
So.
Yeah,
it was kind of neat, though. He was like passing by his own posters of Master Chief. You know, it's like fight for him. Yeah, it's like cool, I guess. Yeah,
yeah,
but
yeah, I don't think the new Spartans have any. I don't know what makes them different than just like regular soldiers. Honestly,
I think it's just
just training
soldier.
Yeah.
Well, in the games. Yeah. I would consider these people like ODSTs, the orbital drop ship troopers. They're the people who are just normal Marines who have gone through like the extra mile to do like the most that you can do without becoming a Spartan.
Yeah, that's what I like. They'd be like special forces or something like that, maybe. But...
Yeah, in the games, that's what these people seem to be because they all wear the same thing. Not this armor. This is totally different because they're supposed to be Spartans.
Yeah.
What they're called Spartan 3s, I think, right now.
Yeah.
But I do know later in like Halo 4 and 5, the Spartan program does continue and they don't augmentate any people. So Master Chief, Spartan 2s were the last of the crazy Halsey stuff where they're like superhumans. Everyone else beyond that, even though they are considered Spartans,
and all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Even though they are considered Spartans, they are not augmented like they are.
But why not though, I guess? Is the resources limited or
I think it kind of so I don't know if they did this on the show, but from my own cursory like background knowledge, I think there was a conspiracy that they were like kidnapping kids and blah blah blah, and like the parents like went to the news, you know, and like try to like get this stuff out there, but no one's like believing them, and like that's confirmed. Like they were kidnapping kids. They were turning into soldiers and like cloning them or something so that like their families wouldn't like
They swapped them out with a clone and that clone dies very quickly, which is really fucked up.
I'm guessing that kind of, you know, put a bad taste in people's mouths. And I don't know, but
yeah, at least in the games, Halsey is wanted by the government for these things, which sucks because she was the reason they were making Spartans to take over. Like they showed in season one, which I understand, like the people who were trying to revolt against the government, they made the Spartans
rebels
to keep the rebels down. But then when the communists showed up, they're like, oh, well, look, we have like superhumans to fight these aliens.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, wait a second, where did these come from? Yeah. And then like later they're like, oh, then they find out Halsey did in fact like steal these children.
Yeah.
And like the UNSC basically has to act like they didn't know. So now she's wanted, at least in the game, she's wanted for her war crimes, basically.
Oh, hey, okay.
So that was another side thing. is that Rebel War, is that just done now? Or
I think so. Once planets started getting glassed, I'm assuming they put their differences aside.
I suppose so, yeah. So, okay, other thing in the episode, Cortana, she is trapped on this Covenant ship and it's kind of revealed, I guess, that the Admiral person, what's her name? I can't remember.
Girl?
Yeah.
The Chosen One. Miranda.
Oh, no, sorry, you're talking about McKee. Yeah, McKee.
No. Like, I forget this woman's name, but she's like, basically, I need you to stay on this Covenant ship to, like, keep feeding me information.
Oh,
you're talking about Perandoski.
There you go. Yeah, Perandoski.
Yeah. Like that, right? Yeah.
Perandoski. Yeah, there it is. Yeah. She's like, I don't know. Well, they're kind of setting her up to be like the big, she's like the big baddie now.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. If she is,
very weird.
I don't know if she's that interesting.
She's hot.
Yeah.
Remember, it's she was just boring. In the street talking to John, yeah, a few episodes ago. Yeah. So
I don't know. It's,
show's really spinning its wheels now.
That's, yeah, again, it's like another, yeah, it's a weird thing. There's a couple different storylines where I think, like, especially the stuff with Soren and his kid is just like, I don't know how this relates to anything else. And I
was that this episode
where there was I mean, he was still looking for him in this episode, okay. But I don't think they found him until the next one, which we'll get into
right.
in a second.
Okay.
But
yeah, right. So
yeah, episode ends, I'll get to, with Cortana kind of leading Chief after he gets his ass beat, which is pretty funny. He leads him out of his little, like, jail or whatever he's in, and he gets to touch the rock. I mean, I'm still unclear.
The artifact.
The special artifact or rock or whatever.
Yeah.
Minerals.
And I guess it doesn't, well, okay, it's implied too that the girl on the Covenant ship has lost her power somehow, or she's claiming that, and she doesn't get them again until her and Master Chief coincidentally touch the artifact at the same time.
I think that was because of Cortana, right? I think Cortana told him to go touch it. Yeah, I think she told her.
Also, I guess there was kind of I kind of liked it. The elites all fighting each other with the swords, and that was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
And there's that dick priest that keeps trying to kill her.
Yeah. Doesn't matter what alien race you are, priests are usually bad guys.
Yeah. Hot take, religious zealots aren't great. So, and it kind of ends with them being in front of this, the Halo ring, right?
Yeah.
Or really? On whatever planet. So, okay. So let me go to Ron first this time. IMDb rating is 7.7 out of 10. That's
way almost too high.
That's almost a B.
That's way too high.
Yeah. No way.
Don't agree with that rating.
No, I'm assuming the people who are rating it never played the games, but even if you didn't play the games, these are still too high of ratings to give what's going on the screen here above a 7 at all. That's crazy.
There was some... I'm trying to think. Because there were some action parts that I liked. Yeah, there's just a lot of stuff that kind of dragged.
Like, this episode did leave on, as soon as he touched the artifact, it went to black, right?
And then
exactly.
Pretty abrupt.
Yeah, that pissed me off. But maybe some people just like, ooh, like, excited, like, what's going to happen next?
Oh, what a cliffhanger, yeah.
Yeah, really. Maybe some people were like that, but, I mean,
and
it
even
was
though
cool.
Even though the elite fight to me was kind of cool, I think that whole, the spy, I still don't really like the spy character very much.
No. It feels unnecessary.
Yeah.
So I'm not 100% sure where they're going to go. Like, basically her job is to get the Covenant to Halo. And once they do that, I don't see what her purpose would be anymore.
No, they're going to kill... Well, I think they would kill her as soon as they reach it, right?
Yeah, I don't think she has any redeemableness going on here. She didn't let all these planets get absolutely destroyed, so...
Blast, yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, you know, letting Anakin become a Force ghost. You're like, I don't know, man. You did a lot of bad shit before.
That'll open up a whole other can of worms with me. But let's move on to episode 7. Oh, God.
Thermopylae. That's how they say it, yeah. I think it's supposed to be
Thermopylae.
Like a Greek thing?
Okay.
Or great. In reference to the 300 or something like that?
My Greek listeners, I'm sorry. Thermopylae. directed by Denny Gordon. It has an IMDb rating of 7.9, so it is according to IMDb, 1.1 point better than this last episode. So, yeah, it opens up with Master Chief and the spy lady kind of going back and forth about... She wants to use it as, like, I don't know what her plan is. She wants to use this ring for peace somehow. Master Chief gives her shit for letting Reach die. And hey, she kind of gives, like, a bullshit answer. She says, like, it's war that did it, not me. And I feel like that's kind of a bullshit answer. Like, I think you had a big hand in it, dude. But, yeah, she ends up escaping. Priest gets murked, which is, you know, cool. Cortana's still kind of helping him out. And meanwhile, the Spartan 3s, I don't think they even did anything yet, right? They're just loading up.
They didn't
up.
Do anything yet. Yeah.
No.
No. Yeah.
They're gearing up to go on their suicide mission.
See a first squad of Spartan 3s go forward and they just get blown up immediately or something.
Yeah.
And the dude, who's the original dick of this season?
The guy who killed his dad.
Yeah.
Ackerson. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ackerson.
Yeah.
He is like, they capture him. They like hold him by his throat for a little bit. Tell him, threaten him like, hey, you gotta...
Where's the ambassador? Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
You gotta spill the beans on this whole thing. You guys fucked up and let Reach die and blah blah blah. So he goes forward and like basically confronts that one lady again. I forget her name. Pargonski. Bergoski.
Yeah.
The new name. Yeah. Yeah, and he gets driven away like a little bitch, and then what?
I did a lot of that stuff at least. Yeah,
yeah.
You like Master that? Chief trying to get his suit. Remember, he wants to like kill Ackerson. Then Kai's like, hey, if you do that, we still need his face or the bio scan if you want to get your suit back. So that's why he's here for that moment. That was cool.
He gets his suit back at least. He doesn't even wear it all the way. He doesn't have his helmet on.
No helmet on. Yeah.
No.
Didn't have it on last episode pictures. Either, yeah.
At least in the posters, he does.
He does, yeah. You do get to see that. But yeah, meanwhile, Sorn is finally runs into Kessler, says something like, oh, we should give like Kessler a chance to see if he wants to be a Spartan or something, or get his ass beat by some random guys. I don't know how this trades people.
Little bit of character. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was
part of his story. That was
They're going all over the galaxy, basically, off tips to find their kid. And then they finally do. And he's like, no, maybe we should just let him do it.
After all that. Yeah.
After the last episode, he was telling his wife, like, how horrible the program was. And he got an ass beat as a child and everything. And then as they see him, he's like, well, this might make him a man. Let's just let him go for it. Crazy.
And he is still a literal child, so
afraid of his dad, maybe since his dad beat the shit out of everyone in front of him. He's like slowly backing away, like holy shit.
Yeah, exactly. The only clone to his mom,
for
him, dog.
And then they could take him, right? Like in
some other people's yoink him out of there.
Yeah, which is very odd. Is like after they get yanked. He beats the last of the guys that are there, and he does not run after them. That caught me off guard. Like, as soon as, like, his family disappears in the mist, he's just standing there like, damn. It's like, dude, you're a Spartan. Like, run after him. We saw how fast they could run in that.
You could just go, dude,
two. So, it was weird.
Yeah.
But again, this Sorn and his son seems to me just a complete side story to everything.
Yeah.
Pretty much not consequential, you know, so far.
Meanwhile, Halsey, Quan, and Miranda, I think. They're off, you know, they're all butting up now and they're like, they find some lab, I think, some alien lab, or Covenant lab, and yeah. They find something that looks like a human or something like curled up. Mm-hmm. They think it's a scientist. Right. And then Halsey tries to touch it several, looks like she's going to touch it several times, even though that seems like a bad idea. Yeah, all the glass starts breaking. There's like a random earthquake starts happening. And then they start running back through the door. And Halsey is standing in the middle of this light bridge for what seems like ever to just like stare at things. And part of me wants to see them fall.
Damn.
Yeah. I'm like, this is so dumb. It's like, just keep running. But...
yeah, she sees like the city underneath, right? Or something? Or the top of something? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure 100%
what like,
it is.
She's like, oh, this is like a whole city. We need to go back. But yeah, it's just frustrating.
Also, are we done with Quan finally? Did she serve her purpose in the show? Opening that map?
I don't think she's done, no.
No,
I don't think she's going to stick around. Yeah.
She ran some, I don't know. At that little exchange, she ran after that, but they never really, I don't know where she's going. So,
because like the map stuff, I think it's reminding her back to like the cave drawings or cave paintings.
Oh, yeah,
stuff.
She did have a
flashback.
When
was that?
I'm not sure.
That wasn't in like season one, right? That's just something they made, like, oh, she was in a cave. Because I remember she was talking to Soren's kid in this cave.
That was really
right.
Yeah.
And those were on the wall or the ceiling. And somehow she figured out like it was a star map, I guess. Not sure how she came to that conclusion. But then and then she started like piecing the puzzle together and it opened up the whole thing. So I feel like, you know, without her they wouldn't have gotten in there, but with her visions and everything, I'm not sure what more she's supposed to do in the story.
Oh, yeah,
I feel like
she's
have gotten something important.
She's still being led by that one ghost lady from her planet.
Yeah.
she led
him down there.
Cult leader.
Yeah.
The dead cult leader that she never met.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, it still doesn't make sense. Yeah, and then the episode ends with them going, they're about to go towards the Covenant ship or the other Spartans. And then it looks I think like it looks like Master Chief is going to join them, right? He said he wasn't going to, but I think he changes. I think it was implied that he was going back.
Okay.
It looked like it. Because he was flying there to stop them to go to Halo because they're already there, basically.
And also, at one point, Kai says that, I think it was Kai that says, like, oh, he's not coming. So like
that's right.
Whatever. So like why would you say that?
Yeah.
Now he has to come. Yeah. So yeah. All right. Matt, let's pull to you this time.
Sure.
This episode, what's the stuff that you liked about this episode?
Okay, yeah, like I said.
Let me just say, okay, it's 7.9. Do you agree with that rating? Let's start with that.
Definitely not. I mean, I don't like to rate stuff in general just because of stuff like this. You know, if I say it's not
but
a
not how you feel,
somebody else is gonna say it is. Yeah. You know, it's numbers or whatever a lot of times.
It's completely arbitrary between us, but it's just what
I
do
just
you
like
what
to
you...
yeah I feel like it's that rating is high, you know, higher than it should be. Like I said originally, I think these last two episodes are really not as good. I know, Ron, you already weren't, you know, all about the season yet. I really did actually like that Reach episode, and the one after that was okay. And now I feel
I definitely feel
a decline now. Yeah.
Yeah. Matt, have you ever played the story modes in any of the Halos?
No? I did, yeah, but I didn't take it too seriously at the time. This is, you know, a long time ago. I just enjoyed shooting the, you know, the creatures and the, you know, all those guys. So.
Yeah. I mean, so like the lore is not fresh in your head watching
really
the show.
Is.
Okay.
Just kind of like if you ask me, man, how do you think of like Call of Duty storylines? Like, I don't know. It's just all the missions and whatever. Yeah. It's kind of
like
that.
I didn't even know those had a story. Yeah.
No, there are stories in Call of Duty too. So, exactly.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, but yeah.
Yeah. It's like... I don't know. Yeah, that's a bit high. Gosh, because if we're going to tell, especially when we compare it to like Shogun, which is upcoming.
Sure.
You're like 1 point less than that? No way, dude.
Shogun, exactly.
Shogun is way better. So. I don't know, man. Yeah. There are some
saying that Shogun is only 1 point better. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah, Shogun's either at a higher or this show's got to be lower, but yeah, there's a bigger discrepancy there.
Well, yeah. I think for myself too, yeah, I didn't like this one as much. I feel like not a whole lot happened in this episode, actually. Actually, the episode six, I think, was better than this one.
It might actually be, because at least you got Chief, fighting the other guys. And
you got Chief kind of fighting people. Cool. You have the elite fight, and then, I think the last one was actually better than this episode, so I don't know.
I might agree,
But in comparison to the rest of the season, I don't know. The season in general has been kind of... I've not been super excited to watch every episode, and we're reviewing it for this podcast, but if we were not, I don't know if I would watch this.
Especially with the Reach being so early. I was like, where did they go from here? And I mean, we were right. They didn't know where to go from there.
I thought for sure Reach would be the second to last episode or season finale.
Yeah.
If not that.
I mean, those first couple episodes were making it feel like it, where it's like everyone thinks Chief is crazy and he knows what he saw, but no one's going to believe him. And then the season finale is, he was right and everything got glass. That's what I thought it was going to lead up to. But yeah, when I saw the Fall of Reach was episode four, I was like, holy shit.
A lot of windy
roads.
And
it was only one episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was a single episode. That's crazy.
Yeah, it should have been bigger.
Yeah. It's confusing, but okay, Ron, there's one episode left of this series, or of nothing series, of this season.
Well, maybe the series now.
Yeah, we'll see.
Is there something, what are you looking for that could, well, I don't know. Okay, is this finale going to be so good that it saves this whole season for you? Or
is there anything?
What are you looking for in this finale?
No, I know it won't be enough to save the season, but I have a feeling he's not going to even get on the Halo ring. If he does, it will be the last 5 seconds before it goes to black, where he lands on the Halo ring.
I could definitely see that too. Yeah.
And it's just unfortunate. Like, maybe we see Master Chief be Master Chief like in the video games, where like he goes off and he's just a super, super soldier, like destroying everything. Well, they did that already last season, where it was nothing and nothing and nothing, and then the last like couple minutes of that episode, he was able to go, you know, all out when he had Cortana in his brain. Maybe they're just gonna copy the exact same skeleton as last season, and they'll have another badass moment with him. But I'm assuming he's gonna come save the day for the other Spartans, and like maybe cement his. His legend as like a badass, because everyone around
it's his legend as being a badass. But this is the second time, actually, in both seasons, he's been kind of like a like a traitor to the state, I guess, kind of status.
Because
he ran away the very first episode, I think, and it was kind of going rogue.
Yeah,
remember, like when he met Quan initially. So there's this whole thing of like, well, I don't know if we can control him. And that's just him again this season. It's like kind of the same story.
I gotta say, his character, the way they wrote him, is really unlikable. It seems like he's kind of whining a lot. He doesn't like anything that's happening. I mean, we aren't either. So, I mean, I feel for him.
He looks miserable.
But at the same time,
actor's probably miserable. Yeah. Why am I in this crappy show?
Yeah. So it just seems like Matt said earlier, it's spinning its wheels. It's going to be cool. I'm pretty sure they're going to have something to try to awe everybody.
There should be a battle.
I'm sure they'll have a cool battle scene. I mean, like, when they put in the money and stuff into the battle scenes, they look cool.
Covenant actually looked very good in the show.
Yeah.
I'll give them that. Like, they took their time, and it looks better than I thought it was going to look.
Yeah, so, the visual effects look great. When they show them.
I'm just not sure how much of the game they're taking, because they're very liberal with some of the things that are in the games. They're kind of just throwing those in randomly. But
I'm kind of wondering too, because I agree with you. I don't think they're going to reach the Halo. And part of me, I think, is like, I think they're probably thinking they can't, because like once he gets to the Halo or like destroy, you know, whatever, like what else do they do? That's it. Like,
like there really wouldn't be anywhere to go from there, I guess, story wise.
The thing with the Halo rings is like they're supposed to just destroy every human or like living thing like in the universe, right?
Yeah.
Basically like the reset button.
So once you do that, once you stop that from happening, I don't know where do you go? You know, like what's gonna top that?
Master Chief, you gotta come back with me. Shit.
Oh maybe. I don't know.
Juan, what the hell? Yeah. That's Dr. Juan to you,
Marty.
John, something got to be done about Juan. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy. But yeah, I'm sure they're going to do something big and cool at the end to try to make everybody forget about the last four episodes.
That's all they can do, you know?
I feel like the damage is done. And I was kind of, I gave it hope, you know, for the second season. There's a bunch of new people involved. They said they're really turning the corner and stuff. And for those first couple episodes, it seemed like it, but they went right back into their ways after that Reach episode.
So old habits are hard to break. But anyway, let us move on to Shogun. Two episodes since we last reviewed it. Episode 3 called Tomorrow is Tomorrow. It's directed by Charlotte Brandstrom. Sorry if I'm mispronouncing that. Like we said, it had an IMDb rating of 8.9 out of 10, which is great. That is only 1 point higher than
only one.
Halo. But yeah, a lot of stuff happened in this episode. There's a lot of names I'm going to fuck up, so I'm sorry in advance. But yeah, so it starts off, Yabushige gets summoned by Torinaga,
the
Lord. Suspected of being involved in new attack, questioned about his loyalty, and instead of being executed, he gets a deal with him. He offers to expand some territory and give him a better, bigger fief. I think that's like his
land.
Meanwhile, the Portuguese, they're trying to set a deal with Taranga, but I think he offers them a church in Edo.
Right.
But I they're figuring that he's going to die anyway. So like, who cares if they give it to him?
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a lot of, meanwhile, Mariko is kind of tending to John's injuries. They're planning to escape. Really cool scene. Okay. I guess. Well,
the carriage part
there. Yes, there's a carriage part. So, like, they kind of do. One of the lords comes down. He's like, hey, I got to check all these people. It's a really funny scene with him, like, freaking out with the English guy, freaking out, saying, like, hey, you got to respect our women's, like, purity and like, whatever else by not, like, peering at him. And he starts freaking out. And he's able to stall long enough that they can, like, book it before anybody finds out that Lord Torinaga is actually traveling with them, even though he's supposed to stay put, I guess.
Trying to save his own ass.
But
really clutch moment on him.
That's what I thought too. I was like, oh, it's like really fast thinking. So I'm like, oh man.
He got just enough time. We're pretty tense, actually.
So they finally make it through, and eventually they make it to this bay area where they're going on the ship, but they are surrounded by pirates that have been hired by the Christian lords. And they know if they go over there, they're going to get their ship wrecked, but if they take this huge ship, they'll be able to get through them and just like ram through some of these boats. And they're not going to take the English guy with them at first because they are like, we don't like him. And you got to leave him here. And he decides to just go with them anyway. And instead of cutting them off, well, he almost cuts them off into some rocks. And then the Spanish captain, like, gives him a break at the last minute. And he's like, okay, I'll let you live. So all of that, okay. All of the all of the like pirate stuff, the like sailing stuff, I loved all that. That was it was really cool.
Very, very cool stuff.
Matt, what is some of the highlights of this episode that you liked?
It was all stuff with Mariko and Blackthorn. Like they're getting closer, they're getting a little chummy.
Yeah.
Then she's talking about like her husband, oh yeah, he's just a good warrior and all that.
Oh,
and then he gets got. That part was it's sad. It's like, damn. You were it's just sad. Talking about
you know what too, because like it kind of I don't know, like I thought it was implying in the show that she kind of doesn't like him very much, it seems.
I kind of got that vibe too.
Yeah.
It's like
eating dinner, that like, one scene, and
yeah,
it really set the tone, like, oh shit, okay.
But yeah, there's that scene when they're trying to escape to the boats, and her husband is like the only one left on shore. Which was cool. He's fighting off like
he's doing his
bunch of people. Yeah.
Yeah. Fortunately. Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, that was pretty funny. I don't know.
When that happened, sorry, go ahead.
I know, it's sad, obviously. Yeah, but yeah. I don't know, go ahead.
I mean, okay. There was no body.
Yeah, sorry.
He could come back.
He could still Palpatine it. That's true. That is also
true.
But for now, when that happened, I was like, okay, so now... first of all, when Blackthorn and Mariko were getting chummy, I was like, damn, this would be cool if they actually... I'm like rooting for this ship to happen, right? But then I was like, then she's talking about her husband. I'm like, okay, well, that'll dispel any notions of that. And then he, you know, it's implied that he dies. Like, okay, here we're back. Get in there, Blackthorn. So I was,
open.
That's what I was kind of excited about, at least. And she was like expressing interest in like his kids. Like he has kids, apparently. Background and all that stuff. So that was cool.
He says he has kids, but he also had never seen his daughter.
That's right. Yeah. Damn. He had to go after that pack of cigarettes and never came back.
Yeah, he just bailed, which was surprising. I didn't think he would have.
That's true. Yeah, well, I think she mentioned, she's like, oh, you must serve, like, you serving your lord, like, well. And he was like, oh, I didn't serve anybody. He just, like, left to go.
Damn.
I don't know, so.
Yeah, his duty.
Damn.
But yeah, it ends with, what is the English guy's name? It is driving me nuts now.
Blackthorn.
Yeah.
Blackthorn and Lord Tornaga kind of seeing the eye to eye and like cutting some deal to where he'll get his ship and his men in exchange for like training his guys to like fight like the English fight, like basically. Yeah.
Fight differently.
So that was a pretty cool scene. Even though they also say they found his pirate books or something like that.
He has
like
incriminating evidence of his journals. Yeah,
yeah, incriminating.
Yeah,
it'll take forever to.
But yeah, it's like,
So we give him like the break.
He's letting it slide, basically.
Yeah,
remember he saved his ass earlier in the episode, so he's kind of he's running some crit.
Honor bound.
He's
throwing him a bone. Yeah.
Ron, what did you think about this episode?
I loved it. It was great. Just from even like the smallest things, like I would have never thought like a checkpoint for carriages could be.
Oh yeah, no, that was the one. Yeah.
So like I was like, wow, like they're really getting me on a few things I didn't think I would ever be interested in.
Yeah,
like, just in general, like everything they've been doing they've been knocking out of the park. But I do like the moments where, he's asking a lot of times, like, wait, what's going on? Like, why aren't we helping him?
Yeah,
like, oh no, he's gonna die with honor. He's like, no, we can go back and get them.
Yeah,
I think it's cool seeing like the two cultures clashing. Where he's like, no, like our men are our men. We don't leave a man behind. But then in their culture, they're like, no, that's
sacrificing
like a high honor.
Like the, yeah,
yeah, and like that's like one of the biggest things you can do. Kind of like Vikings Valhalla thing. Like they want to die in battle. So it's stuff like that, and I like seeing both of them go head to head sometimes.
Yeah.
And question each other, like, why are you doing this? And like, well, why do you care? He died with honor. Kind of thing.
Man,
he's like, but he didn't have to die in the first place.
It's the Forrest Gump, Lieutenant Dan thing. Let me die here. This is my destiny.
Yeah.
I can save you, Lieutenant Dan. Got him. No.
Yeah.
Well, they're all
yeah, I definitely like. Yeah, and then I like seeing them, like, okay, now he's seeing the Englishman as, like, an asset now, more than just a pawn that he's moving on the chessboard. Now he's like, oh, we can actually learn something from him.
Yeah.
So there you go. Let's forget his bad past that he's done, and let's get something useful out of him. And I like how they're kind of like agree. And what's the position he gives him? I can't remember the title, but
Hatamoto.
Yeah. So like, and everyone else is like, I can't believe he's giving him that title, but it's really cool. Cause like, and he doesn't care. Like, he just wants to do what he can to get his men and his ship back so they can just be on their way.
Yep.
Well, so we'll get into now the next episode, episode 4, The Eightfold Fence, a director of Frederick E.O. Toy, and IMDb rating of 9.1. That's a pretty high score. And I mean, I agree with it.
I agree with that too.
But yeah, basic summary of this episode. They have reached the town of what's his name? That one guy. Yabushige.
That's the dude playing like both sides, right?
They reach his town, and he's kind of caught in the middle of playing both sides, but they want Blackthorn to start training the men over there. Also, he is the Hatamoto, as was mentioned, so he also gets his own house. He gets a consort in Fuji, I think. There's a couple of cool scenes where they're showing him, they're already familiar with guns and cannons and all that stuff. They said they've got like 50 years before that, so they already know to use that stuff. So they don't need him for that. They want some tactics from him, but I think it's funny. Yeah, like he's like, I'm like a sailor. I don't know any like
that part was cool.
Like infantry stuff,
because he was telling him a story of an older battle, right? And then Mark was like suspicious of this. Like, wait a minute, how long ago was this? bullshit, man. Yeah, why are you telling me this? We want your first-hand experience, your first-hand knowledge.
He shows them some cannons that he had from the ship, and it turns out the way that he's teaching them how to shoot them is like super accurate. They're like not expecting that. And then besides that, some other lord comes and is like trying to like pressure Yabushige into like showing him what he's been up to, or like demanding fealty to the council. And he's like, hey, brother, you just got to look at these cannons. They are nuts. and he's like, all right, yeah, whatever. And I like we finally see some of this build up with Mariko and Blackthorn.
Quote unquote build up.
I don't know if it was this episode or the last episode. I can't remember which one it was, but one of them had a sex scene, and I was like, whoa, first sex scene of the of the series.
I think it was the last episode.
Maybe, I can't remember. I think it was just some random people. So I was like, oh shit, this is like more mature than I thought it was gonna be.
And they've talked about this a lot of times too. Remember like a couple episodes back, Mark was talking about the pillowing and how it's like the closest thing Japanese feel to like, I don't know, heaven, I guess. Getting your rocks off. So that was funny. It's all leading up to stuff like this.
I'm pretty sure that sex scene is the dude who originally caught the Englishman and all his men, right? Where they brought him out peed on his head.
Yeah, he calls him a dick and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It's that guy, because he sees him in this episode and
he apologizes in Japanese, then he also says, you fuckface, or something like that. Something like that. That's good.
But there's this whole scene I forgot to mention, too. They want his guns. He doesn't want to give them.
Yeah.
And Fuji, offers, like, hey, give me the guns, and I will, like, protect them, basically.
Badass, yeah.
Yeah.
And she turns the guns on the guys for a second, so I was like, all right. She wasn't super keen in the beginning, it looked like, to be part of this marriage. And, like, why would you?
Yeah.
But,
Oh, remember, her family's gone now, so that's why she did that decision, unfortunately. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Marco's like, yeah, here's family, husband and son are gone, so yeah, that's why she's here.
Yeah.
All right.
Brutal. But yeah, that night, Marco and Blackthorn finally get it on. And then the next morning, yeah, it seemed pretty funny. She wouldn't admit to it, though, directly.
They're keeping on the down, though. For sure.
Yeah, they're like, oh, I'm glad you got our whatever or person then, we hired.
Yeah, we sent somebody in your room. Well, yeah, thanks for that.
Yeah. Which is also funny because I think they're both speaking English and like no one knows what they're saying around.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They could just talk. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Why are they being so coy? Yeah.
Yeah, and Fuji doesn't seem to care either. So, but yeah, and okay. And that's where kind of the story takes a turn with Lord Tornaga's son, who's like, I'm trying to be the big boy in charge, and I'm going to pull some shit, even though we don't need to.
Nope.
And so the next morning, they fire some, they're going to do the canon, you know.
Restoration.
Whatever. Yeah. They're going to show the Lord what they can do with these cannons, and the son ends up just wrecking the whole Lord's side for unprompted and basically for no reason. He blows them all to hell. Really cool. The makeup and stuff, I don't know who's doing the effects, but it looked brutal and awesome.
Yeah,
very
that was pretty crazy.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
But yeah, basically, like, the war is, like, full on now since, like, he had, I think the, what's his name? Fubushige. There you go. Fubushige. He has, like, this oh shit moment of this dude just killed all, like, he can't really, I don't know how he's gonna play both sides with that now. So,
yeah.
I think that's pretty much out the door. Situation. So, Ron, what were some highlights from this episode that you like?
For sure, it was like that ending. Now, that was a big cliffhanger. Halo can figure out
take some notes.
Few pointers from that. Because after he blasts that thing, you're like, holy shit, and then, you know, it's over. But yeah, like, I'm surprised that this character, the one I was talking about earlier, who initially caught the Englishman and all his men, like, he's the one who turned his son.
Yeah,
because he was like, "Ooh," I don't know. Now he has his own agenda. We're like, he's trying to get the throne or whatever. So now he's trying to fuck everything up.
No, you're right. That one lady is like, "Hey, you should be the lord or whatever." Yeah, right.
I guess be way now, better. Yeah, be a lot cooler if you did.
Yeah, damn.
But yeah, a lot of the twister. It feels like everyone is kind of trying to take an angle and like not be the one that gets shit on. Which, you know, in this world, I understand, but yeah, so that guy's twisting the one guy's son, twisting his mind, and now he fucked up, and now he's gonna start a whole war just because he listened to this one random dude, and the other guy playing both sides, I guess it's done for him now, like,
oh no,
yeah,
those guys,
yeah, his friends are dead, so like,
he's fucked,
yeah,
so now he has to be
in alliance with the Lord,
yeah,
but, boy, yeah, in the scene, like, there's so much stuff that goes on in these episodes. Like, they're like a full movie, like, just per episode.
So that's true. Guess this was based off a book, too, but I have not read it.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, I also like, too, how many things throughout all these episodes where if somebody, like, fucks up or gets too angry, someone else has to be like, there must have been some misunderstanding. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Or like, oh, don't you know, it's a great honor for this asshole to show up and,
culture. Everyone's always saying, like, I suggest you reconsider what you're about to say.
Yeah.
That's basically what everyone's doing to each other.
I like the way they talk. Yeah. It's nice. So,
yeah. Matt, what's some stuff from this episode that stood out to you? I know the Mariko stuff you mentioned in the episode before, so that must have come.
It's still obviously it's still really good in this episode. Okay, dude, you just skipped to the end where they bone, right? Dude, talk about the one part before that, but when Thorne's going like skinny dipping by himself.
Oh, he's going through their whole history. Yeah, yeah.
And then,
summarizing. I am summarizing.
All right. So I'm going to bring it back to that.
I hit the main points.
You did. Oh, you did good. But yeah, this is where, yeah, I thought this scene was really cool because they're talking and they're like not even facing each other, which is interesting. And then yeah. she's asking about his phone.
Was he naked?
Well,
he
put the cloth over himself after that, though, when he stood up and sat down.
Yeah, but it was cool. She saw everything already.
She already said, what's the difference now? She's like asking him, hey, what would you do if like we were in London or whatever? Oh, I would take you to a play. And we go to this other place and eat something.
Yeah.
And then we'll like walk along the water or something like that, right? So,
yeah, walk along the water.
So he was already like kind of like, you know.
It's like basically like a date. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, she really liked that, obviously.
I feel like it was. Yeah, that scene seems to be like the first time she ever showed any emotion on her face as well, too. I did notice that.
Was like, she a little bit blushing?
She's pretty stoic the whole.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, she's pretty stoic the whole time, but when she's around him, if she feels like she can be herself, and she just looked like normal, relaxed, just like a human being.
True, yeah.
Or Ben. Yeah, no, I did like that scene, a lot more. They're starting to open up to each other more. And
So by the time they turn in for the night, right? And then, like, his consort is like, okay, yeah, good night. And then he's, like, sleeping there. Close the door. And then I was thinking, like, man, that would be funny if, like,
Marco
comes
in. No time
waste. Exactly, yeah. And then she like touches his arm, right? Wake him up. You only did it. Actually, they did though. In this episode, they did.
But, I know.
Well, when she grabs his arm,
he
gets startled.
I was watching it in the room by myself going,
But like I was slumped back sitting down watching this, and then by the time she grabs his arm and then like he gets up, I got up at the same time, like, no way. What? Oh man, it was so hype. Yeah.
No.
It was good. And then it was funny that morning conversation, and she was like, yeah, it's good that we sent that person to your room. I was saying to myself, wait, did I just imagine that? Or did Blackthorn just imagine Marco and it was like somebody else? Like, I hope it's not the king.
No, but it had
really,
to be her.
It really was her, right? God, okay.
It was her. I think she just like, hey, we're not going to acknowledge this.
Yeah.
But then I'm also thinking, like, why can't she be the consort, like, straight up, though? Like, they're already speaking the same language. She could understand him. She's a translator. It's like, why can't that be a thing? There must be something to that because of her
role with the Lord, I guess.
The Lord Pornaga, I guess. Yeah.
Well, they said Hatamoto, I think it was like a warrior. Hold on, let me make sure before I just...
Yeah, and her husband's already dead, nonsense. So yeah. Unless they haven't acknowledged that. Uh-huh. Maybe they're because...
Let's see, Hatamotos were vassals who directly served the Shogun. They're dying. I don't know. I mean, I would think that...
Sort of thing against that.
Maybe or it's just like, okay, this other, like, she lost her husband and kid, so like, I don't know, maybe she just lost her husband, so they're like, well, you know,
yeah,
it was
can't get any worse for her.
Because remember when they were talking about the play stuff, I would take you to a play, we have tragedies. Although he asked her, do you guys have plays here? He's like, yes, they're a lot of times like tragic. He's like, yeah, we got
they're all tragic. So. Yeah.
Well, that's kind of like hinting at this too, I suppose. Yeah. That maybe they aren't supposed to get you. There's something, I don't know, very taboo about the situation. That's why she actually doesn't want to acknowledge anything. I don't know yet. So that part definitely has me interested. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
must
interesting.
Be stopping
maybe
her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
So anyway, I am very psyched for the next episode. Especially the war or whatever is going to start. Lord Tornaga is still out somewhere. I'm confused in where he went. He just bounced for some reason.
I think he went back to his boat, right?
Okay, maybe that's
I think he's still on his ship. If I remember right.
Something
when he landed, they were all chanting his name and stuff, and then he got back on. Where's he going?
Okay.
And then he just leaves right in the middle of the chant.
Very good. Blackthorn has his place there. You're saying that Tornaga is not actually in that same village? He's not staying there as well?
Or? He looked like he left. He was like, I'm going to go leave. That's why the sun was. Yeah, he was just like kind of doing whatever the hell he wanted.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, that's why his son is quote unquote in charge.
Yeah.
Fucked everything up.
I see. Okay, then.
It was funny too, because like I think the son said something to him earlier. He's like, "Why don't you give me any trust or anything?"
This is the exact reason.
This year, yeah. So yeah, I'm very excited about the next one. The war stuff is going to be really cool. I don't know what's going to happen. I think I'm wondering what's going to happen. All the Catholic, the priests, and I don't know. They probably got to side with the other peeps.
Maybe. Seems like everyone's kind of backstabby, so you never know.
That's right.
So, all right, well, I think that's going to have to do it for us for this episode. But before we go, let's do plugs, promotions, whatever you want to do. Matt, do you have anything you'd like to plug?
Yes, at least my Instagram, my IG is at Matthew Gastar. I do a lot of movie reviews. I'm looking forward to Ghostbusters this weekend, so I'm going to at least see that. Maybe even Immaculate, the Sydney Sweeney horror movie. Yeah, there's some good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Other things, too, I think.
Yeah, that one.
At least those two for sure. And go from there, yeah.
Sure. Mm. Ron, do you have anything?
Share. Basically on all social media, at that moron, MoreRon. I mean, I'm usually streaming on Twitch sometimes, but in the near future, I'll be doing, you know, a lot of music stuff since I'm a musician. So if you like that kind of stuff, come check me out.
Nice. Right on. And I have a Twitch account. So you can find me at twitch.tv. Yo Soy Farrell. That's FARRELL. I usually stream Halo stuff, playing Helldivers a lot. I'm actually starting to rock with that game a little bit. So,
not to toot your own order.
But I will. This is, it's our show. This is literally a plug section where I need to toot my own horn. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. You're right. Go off, King. Yeah.
But anyway, if you like this show, you know, thank you for joining us. If you like this show, leave a review for us. Let us know what you like. If you didn't like it, then thank you for listening anyway. Then we will see you guys next time. So, see you later.
Bye, guys.
Later.